Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturného radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás dnes mysno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svita.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage Program, broadcast each Sunday at noon here on WEDO at 10 a.m. and rebroadcast on Saturday evenings at 6 p.m., reaching a 100-mile radius in 4 states. We have a lot to cover today, and again we have Maria Silvestri, one of the organizers of the youth organization Rusin Outpost of North America, or RONA, in the studio today. And also Dean has returned from the 8th Rusin Heritage Tour, and I am sure he has a lot to tell us. We are going to emphasize youth and modern sounds today. So let's begin with one of my favorite groups, Ton, from Medjidoborce, with Au Moya Malakoye. So, Dean, how was the tour, and what's new and exciting in the homeland?
Oh, there's lots going on in the homeland. We had an excellent tour. We came home, and I'm a lot better now. Things are kind of rough there. We hit the Polish border, and something hit me with a lot of vengeance, and didn't want to go away, but I just fought through it. We do have a full house here today. In addition to Maria, we have my family here. We're heading out to Youngstown for a show with Sloviani today. Have my wife and my two kids here, Nick and Michaela. You want to say hi?
Hello.
The tour was excellent. We started in Slovakia, where we had performances by the Pulse Ensemble. We went to the Skansen in Svidnik. We went to Medjidoborce for the 42nd, I think it was, annual festival of sport and culture, where we visited the Andy Warhol Museum there. And then before that, we went to a liturgy at Father Krajniak's church, the Church of St. Basil in Medjidoborce. Went down to Krasny Brod and then went to the festival. Great festival. Lots of things to do there. After we went through Slovakia, went up to Poland, where we met with Petro Trochanowski. Very nice gentleman. Had our Vatra. We sang all the good songs that we like to sing and sang all the good songs that the Lemkos like to sing. visited the Museum of Nikifor, visited different wooden churches, including some of the oldest ones in Lemkovina, like the one in Povrožnik. Then we came back down to Slovakia for a day, and then we went to Užhorod, where we saw the Zakarpatski Narodny Chor, very, very excellent performance they had for us. Met with good friends of ours, Severina Vedenska, also the director of the ensemble, Klara Balog. So over the next couple weeks, I'll give you a little more on what we did. So we have for you one of the CDs that I brought back to you, sponsored by Mr. Steven Chepa. This is the Detsky Folklorny Ensemble Šariš with Mala Baba Kurka. Well, looks like we're having a little bit of technical problems here. So as we figure out what's going on there, oh, geez. Maria, what do we have, what are you organizing with the Russian Youth Organization of North America? Give us some insight on what you're doing there.
Well, Dean, the last time I was with you on the program, with you and Jack, I talked about the World Forum of Russian Youth, which was held 1 year ago in Prešov, Slovakia. This time, I'm going to talk about the result for our North American delegation, and which is our organization, Russian Outpost North America. Russian Outpost North America is a cultural organization dedicated to preserving and cultivating a Russian identity among young ethnic Russians in the United States and Canada, although we are also proud of our close ties to young Russians in Europe, especially in Vojvodina and Slovakia. When we returned from Europe last summer, we set up a website which can be accessed from the links page of the CRS website at www.c-rs.org. We also released the inaugural issue of our magazine, Outpost Dispatch, to coincide with the International Day of Russian Youth, which is on August 23rd each year. The Dispatch, the only monthly publication in the Russian world, is distributed exclusively in digital format. Our website, with both English and Russian language versions, has received nearly 2,000 hits and features upcoming events, various documents about the Russian youth movement and Carpatho-Russians, photos, a summary of past issues of the Outpost Dispatch, and many other items of interest. You can also sign up for our mailing list on the website. It is our goal to build an organization of young Russians, especially between the ages of 18 and 30, that are aware of Russian culture and history, but who are also committed to moving Russian culture forward into the 21st century. The culture of a people belongs to those who work at it, and we want Russian youth to be able to own their nationality. We have unique challenges, both as a youth organization in general and as an ethnic youth organization in North America, but we are confident that we can overcome these odds to not only have a future for our youth organization, but also for Russian organizations like the Carpatho-Russian Society.
All right, Ted, I think we have our technical difficulties done. So what we're going to do, we're going to play for you two songs in a row, Mala Baba Kurku and Konopelki, one by Milk and one by Maria's favorite band, As Harmony. July is a very busy month for the CRS. Today, July 11th, the Youngstown Warren Sharon chapter is participating in the Youngstown Festival of Arts at Youngstown State University with a food booth, Pisanki demonstrations, CRS sales table, and a performance at 5 p.m. by Slaviani. We're going to be on our way to Youngstown right after today's program. On Sunday, July 18th, the Carpathia-Rusyn Society, the Slovak Heritage Association of the Laurel Highlands, and the Johnstown Area Heritage Association is co-sponsoring a cultural event to be held at the Johnstown Area Heritage Discovery Center, running from noon until 6 p.m. Slovak food will be available at 2:30, and the Raviljak family will be featured in concert at 3. The following weekend, July 23rd, 24th, and 25th, is the National CRS 10th Anniversary events with the CRS National Annual Meeting and Rusyn Film Festival on Friday, both at the Cultural Center, the Warhol event at the Museum, an evening reception at the Cultural Center on Saturday, and on Sunday, we have the Rusyn Bus Tour of Pittsburgh and ending with the Gala Dinner Dance Cruise.
On Friday, July 23rd, as part of the CRS's 10th Anniversary celebration, Rona will present a Rusyn Film Festival. Maria, tell us a little bit about this if you can.
Well, those of us who are organizing Rusyn Outpost North America join everyone in being very excited for the CRS 10th anniversary weekend in Pittsburgh. We are especially excited about the Film Fest event that will be held Friday, July 23rd at the National Carpathia-Rusyn Cultural Center at 7:30 p.m. The program is being presented by two members of the Metro New York, New Jersey chapter, Jerry Chanda and Brian Posen. Brian is an organizer of Rusyn Outpost North America, and he edits our magazine, Outpost Dispatch. I saw this presentation at its premiere in February in New Jersey and would highly recommend it for anyone interested in Rusyn culture. The offerings are diverse, with segments of feature films from the former Czechoslovakia and the United States. There are also many independent documentaries from Europe and the United States, some of which will be familiar to the audience. For example, Ladomirske and The Warhol Nation have been screened before by the CRS. In addition, the new documentary, Absolute Warhola, will be screened in its entirety at the Warhol Museum during the Carpathia-Rusyn event there Saturday, July 24th. Those of us at Rusyn Outpost North America encourage you to attend, as we will have a display of information and some sales site items at the Film Fest. This is a new and exciting presentation, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you very much, Maria, for being with us today and sharing this information with us. It's always a pleasure to have you here. I would like to acknowledge some donations. A $100 donation from the GCU Lodge 390 of the Holy Ghost Church in McKees Rocks. We thank you so very much. And a $50 donation from CRS group member Slaviani Folk Ensemble. And from their CD, we have Kalini.
Well, seems like we're having a little bit of trouble with our CD today. What we're going to do now is, I guess we're going to talk a little bit here while we get the thing straightened out. So, those of you that know about Rona, Maria, what is the how many people are part of Rona currently, and what are the requirements to be part of Rona?
Well, we have, I'd say, close to 50 people right now, but there are the membership is between ages 18 and 30, but we also have Prijatelji memberships, which are for the for people who are not between the ages of 18 and 30, but are supportive of the cause of the organization. So we're working on building membership so that we can continue to grow and to have more activity and to have a quality magazine to promote our organization.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, good, good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, what we're going to do now is we're going to play another selection from S Harmony, and this is going to be called Do Milenkoi.
Thank you. Є мішок у міленький, дробний дощ падав. От вечора до півночі під облачком став. Отворю облачок, вола двоячок. Чав бим тебе за женичку, такой то дрочок. Отворю облачок, вола двоячок. Чав бим тебе за женичку, такой то дрочок.
Я б тобі отворила, але я боюсь. Бо мій мамка заказала, що я не смію. Заклом на двері, повіч матері. Ще б дала білий ключик от моїх.
Today's program has been paid for in its entirety by Mary Louis Cayeta from Oakland, California. So now we have Uy Churana, Yasi Churana, by Rolls from Chirch.
Полюбила, шніпці, полюбила.
The Rusyn Heritage Program is now on the internet. At the CRS homepage, scroll down the left-hand column, and there we are. Now Rusyn's everywhere at any time of the day or night. Can listen to and enjoy Rusyn Radio. We need your financial support to continue our broadcast. It's up to you, our listeners. Next, enjoy Melodia Forayera.
There is, in Pittsburgh, a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve His people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, call 412-321-8383.
St. Elias Byzantine Catholic Church, Homestead Duquesne Road, Munn Hall's annual parish music and food fest is on Saturday and Sunday, July 24th and 25th on the church grounds. Saturday is Jukebox Saturday Night, and Sunday is the annual pig roast and polka party with all-you-can-eat buffets. So for more information, advance tickets, call 412-461-5847. Before we go, I wanted to say that it's good to have you back and safe and sound, Dean. And
thank
Maria,
thank you
so much for sharing the Rona information with us.
Thank you, Maria.
We hope to see you all during the next 3 weeks. And we end with Shuhaya by Roland. I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me, Jack Paloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McGee's Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Rusyn Heritage program.
Drahé rusinské bratě i sestry, dovolte nám od srdce poděkovat všem, komu dnes počúvali. Důmáme, že jste si páčili našeho vysílání. Pozýváme vás počúvat sledující neděli od 12 hodin do stanice WEDO na rusinského národnostného vysílání. Choďte zdraví s Bohem.